Good luck, everyone. My goal is as follows. I want us to be able to cultivate a connection to the mitzvah of tshuva this time of year by exploring it from a creative perspective and reaching conclusions which we could own for ourselves. Using the standard, I'm going to call the Midrash HaTorah Midrash, but have the standard process how we would learn any other sugya of Torah with meticulous deity in the words of the Rishonim, and also with the willingness to explore halachas and matters we've all been so familiar with from a fresh slate. As I always like to say, comfort zones are very comforting, but comfort zones always limit us. It's true in all areas of life, and it's true in learning when we are ready to leave comfort zones and explore and see where it takes us. Then we open up possibilities. And with no further ado, I would like to raise the standard question: is tshuva a mitzvah? Tshuva is certainly an understatement, a huge opportunity to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam, to attain kapara. Huge opportunity. Opportunity or obligation? Are we obligated to do tshuva? This is a standard question which I'm trying to deal with, and I would like us to explore it ourselves as if we don't know anything before. And I think what we will come out with, we'll be able to own our new discoveries and our conclusions. So with no further ado, let me begin with the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam begins Hilchos Teshuva as follows. Kol ha-mitzvah she-b'Torah be-maaseh 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 over all the malachas me'am be-vizadim be-vishagig kishayasa tshuva v'yashav nicheto, any avera which one commits, when he does tshuva and returns from his chet, chayav lehesvadois lifnei HaKel Baruch Hu, he's obligated to do vidui, to confess in front of Hashem. And Rambam cites the verse in Parshas Naso, isha isha kiyasa mikol chatois ha'adam l'mo ma'al v'Hashem v'oshma nefesh ahi v'esvadu eschatos nasher osu. There's an obligation to do vidui. But you notice the words of the Rambam. Kishiyasa tshuva v'yashav michato. When you do tshuva, chayev l'hisvados. The Rambam is very clear that the obligation is vidui, and that is an obligation one fulfills when they do tshuva. So what is abundantly clear is the mitzvah, the chiyev, is not the tshuva. The chiyev is the vidui. The pasuk the Rambam cites for the mitzvah, the hisvadu, speaks about the vidui. Tshuva is the time when one does that vidui. Now this observation is pretty explicit. It's been noted by classical achrayim. But how far do we take this? Are we going to actually argue that the mitzvah, the chiyuv of vidui, only takes effect when one does tshuva? You can certainly read in the words of the Rambam here. Kishayasa tshuva v'yashav chayav l'hesvadus. When you do tshuva, you're obligated to do vidui. That the chiyav is only chal, the obligation only takes effect when you do tshuva. Right? If I want to be an evil renegade and I don't want to do tshuva, horrible that I'm not doing tshuva, but a chiyav vidui is never chal. If one would read the Rambam this way. That if one would read the Rambam this way, which the Minchas Chinuch and others do, Kishe Yosuv Micheta Biyasa Tshuva Chayiv L'Hesvadus, the Chiyiv, the obligation only takes effect when one does Tshuva, it would be akin to Tzitzis of Dalet Kampus, right? Only wearing the Begad of Dalet Kampus you become Chayiv and Tzitzis. Only when you do Tshuva you're Chayiv and Bitu. And reading these words, the Rambam in isolation, I probably would reach the same conclusion as the Minchas Chinuch. Unfortunately, I don't have that luxury. Number one, listen to the words to Rabbi in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The way he articulates this mitzvah, Vidui v'Hesvadu, this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asei Ayin Gimel, he shetzivanu l'hesvadis al chatam v'al v'yish shachatam l'fnei hakal yizbarach, The limer I sum im hachuva. The chiyuv is to do vidui with tshuva. Again, and we're acknowledging that certainly a diak in the Sefer HaMitzvah one has to be a little guarded, because it's not the Rabbin's original language, the translation, but hear these words again. He does not say here, when you do tshuva, you're obligated to do vidui. He says, one is chayiv to do vidui with tshuva. It sounds like it's an outright obligation. You are obligated to do vidui on your sins, on your averus. The lamer is something about tshuva. Where do you say that vidui? Say it together with tshuva. That's where you say it, right? Where do I eat my kezias of bread the first night of Sukkot? In a sukkah. But the chiyuv first night is there. Where do I fulfill it? In the sukkah. Where do I say that vidui that's incumbent upon me? With tshuva, the words of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs are again consistent with the thesis that the mitzvah is vidui, not tshuva. However, it's clearly from the Sefer HaMitzvahs, not like the Michas Chinuch says. The chiyuv vidui is inherent, is immediately incumbent upon a chayav to vidui. When should you do vidui? Which your tshuva, which the fact is going to mean you're going to have the tshuva to then have the context to do tshuva, right? So reading the words that are around the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I would suggest that when the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, again returning to the same expression, Kishayasha tshuva v'yashav nechatai, he's not saying that the chayav l'hesvados first took effect then, but when he continues chayav l'hesvados, that is when the chiyuv forces you to do your vidui, but the chiyuv was really inherent upon the person from day one. And if anyone's skeptical, and I would be skeptical, because again, I'm pulling that around from the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I'm always very hesitant with the Rambam from the Sefer HaMitzvahs, very humble in there, but it's going translated it. But read with me now the Kaiseris of the Rambam, opening up Hilchos Tshuva itself, and see how, if you want to be simplistic with the Michas Chinuch and say that the Rambam's words "kishiyasa tshuva v'yasa michat chayiv l'svadis" means that the chi only takes effect when you do tshuva, I don't know how you read the Kaiseris of Hilchos Tshuva with a straight. The Rambam's Kaiseris, as his intro always is, what is the mitzvah in Hilchos Tshuva? Mitzvah achasi. Vehi, listen carefully. You know what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is tshuva anyway. So if the Rambam was really set, really goes on to say the mitzvah is only to do vidui conditional if you do tshuva, then the Rambam is contradicting what he just wrote in the Kaiseris, where he writes the mitzvah is to do tshuva and vidui. What do you mean? No, I'm off the hook, right? I'm off the hook according to the Michas Chinuch. Just like I want you to put on a bag of a doll compass, I want you to put on this, I'm off the hook. I said, ha ha ha, I want to stay in my matzah b'chait, right? Optional. Do I want to do tshuva? Do vidui, right? So what does it mean? There's a mitzvah to do tshuva and vidui. But I would, however, argue that based on our read of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, because I think we understand very well, that I believe when the Rambam writes in the Kaiseris, the mitzvah is, she'yashav ha'chayt yimichetet v'pnei Hashem v'yisvanta. He's not talking about, in every word here, what the essential mitzvah is, because the essential mitzvah is not tshuva and nerachim, it's only vidui. But because the mitzvah that took effect on the person after he sinned was to say vidui, and to say vidui in the context of tshuva, functionally, the mitzvah is nechayim, do tshuva, so then within your tshuva, you can do vidui, right? So it's an accurate, authentic statement to say, there's a mitzvah, she'yashav achayit yichet l'pnei Hashem v'yisvada, do tshuva and vidui, because that is actually what the mitzvah is machayim. Even though per se, the guf ha-mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah is vidui, as the Rambam goes on to say, v'yisvadu, the mitzvah is vidui, but because that mitzvah that took effect on me is, do vidui in tshuva, and I must by hook or by crook do that vidui in tshuva, it's not an option, right? So functionally, the mitzvah obligates me, do tshuva, so then I can fulfill the mitzvah of vidui within the tshuva. I don't see any other way that all the expressions that Rambam could give. I think a purist would have some trouble here. What is the mitzvah? Is it tshuva? Is it tefillah? Mixed implications. I think this basic thesis, every single Rambam could read here, some sharp or some less sharp, right? But the basic suggestion, the mitzvah is vidui. Vidui can only be fulfilled in tshuva. This is a mitzvah that takes effect in the chayte. Do vidui within tshuva. So functionally, you need to do tshuva, and within your tshuva, do vidui. As he's writing the precise, the mitzvah is do tshuva and vidui. But the essence of the mitzvah is vidui can only be done within tshuva. Like my mouth show, right? You can only do your yeshiva sukkah in a sukkah. That seems to me the amos, the truth, in the way the Rambam understands. So it stands to be that the mitzvah in the Rambam is the vidui, not the tshuva, the hisfatu. But the tshuva is something one is obligated to do, to then do the vidui in tshuva, because tshuva is the context of the vidui. That seems to me to be very clear. If I could ask Alec Lachlis, thus far, is the Olam, if not maskin with me, does the Olam at least hear where I'm coming from, where I'm going, more or less? Good. By the way, at the end, if anyone has, you know, I think it just works well for the Ritzivas of any Shir Chabura. If someone has a basic objection, either I'm not making sense or basic objection, please raise it nibifneb. You know, Taichatvarn, as we're continuing. You know, if someone wants this just a whole mahalach, I want to hear your feedback as Hashem afterwards, after I finish the chash, and that's part and parcel. We're here to have healthy machant that shall tear it together. But at least thus far, the oil here is the general direction of my read of the Rambam. Okay, this is the Rambam. So tshuva is not per se the mitzvah tzvidoi. There's no pasuk according to the Rambam that ever says to tshuva. It says to tzvidoi, precious nasa. As is well known, other Rishonim seem to disagree with this and believe there is a mitzvah to tshuva, such as the Rambam in this week's parsha. This past Shabbos, this is parsha, parshas Nitzavim. Ki ha mitzvah hasayis, asher anayichim mitzav chayom lo niflesi. This mitzvah is not far away from you. So the Ramban says, avon mitzvah zaysa tshuva hamaskaris. The mitzvah is referencing the tshuva mentioned in an earlier pasukim. The pasuk already says, v'shavta an Hashem lokacha. Mitzvah sheyas she yitzavo sanulasos kin. V'shavta an Hashem lokacha. The Ramban reads that to me not simply a statement of fact, you will, but you must do so. And the Torah goes on according to Ramban to say, ki ha mitzvah. So there is a mitzvah to do tshuva. Tshuva is not just a condition for mitzvah svidoi. Tshuva is within itself a mitzvah according to the Ramban's read. Now, obviously the Ramban has a different read of these psukim that the Ramban is citing in the Parshas Nitzavim. He does not believe there's a mitzvah of tshuva anywhere. So again, the pasuk of ki ha-mitzvah hazos that he cites, I certainly do not lose any sleep over, because the alternative read is cited by Rashi and articulated earlier by Chazal, that ki ha-mitzvah hazos is not a reference to the act of tshuva, but to the Torah which the Baal tshuva is reaccessing. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos is the mitzvah, Torah, observing all the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, which the Baal Tshuva, which the person doing tshuva in the parasha is re-embracing, which Kol Yisrael is or ought to re-embrace. And likewise, the pasuk the Ramban cites of v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha, I would suggest the Ramban reads not as a statement of chiv, but as a statement, and arguably this is the Peshuto Shel Mikra, of haftacha, right? A prophecy. At some point, the Jewish people, Kol Yisrael, is going to do tshuva. That's what I would suggest in the Ramban. And I later found, I think this is pathetic in the Ramban. Because the Rambam later tells tshuva all the way in Parak Zayin, Pasuk Parak Zayin, Halacha He, the Kvarkev Ticha Torah Shesayif Yisrael Lasis Tshuva Besayif Galusam Umiyati Nagalim. The Torah assures us that Kali Yisrael is going to do tshuva at the end of the Galus, and now we're going to be immediately redeemed. Shenamar. And so on and so forth, right? And he quotes these psukim. V'shavta ad Hashem lokach. The Rambam is citing v'shavta ad Hashem lokach as a haftacha, as a guarantee that we will do tshuva. So it's not a mitzvah, it's a haftacha, it's a guarantee. The Rambam, I think, is very much l'shitaso. Good. In the camp of the Ramban, who's learning that Tshuva is a mitzvah, I would align Rabbeinu Yonah as well. Rabbeinu Yonah is very forceful in Shari Tshuva, that Tshuva is not optional, but as a mitzvah, we have his famous mashal. Then he talks about if one does not do tshuva, they're akin to the fellow in the jail who has the opportunity to leave the jail and doesn't, that it's considered an avil when he doesn't, and the Shari Tshuva continues to say that the Torah commands one to do tshuva. Just read one expression of Rabbeinu Yonah right at the onset in Shar Aleph Oisal, v'chaz harnu al ha-tshuva b'kama mekarnis ha-tayr. Right? We are warned to do tshuva, warned you must do tshuva. Has harnu is generally an expression of hashara as an obligation many times in the Torah, and likely one of those kama mekarnis ha-tayr, one of those verses would be Parshas Nitzav, which likely he means like the Ramban, that v'shapta Hashem elokecha, right? Of course, Rabbeinu Yonah and their Ramban are from the same base. Loosely from the same thing. Snyderish, both from the Chachmei Sfarav and Kroiv and relatives themselves. And likewise, later in Shar Dalet, Ois Yedzayim, Rabbeinu Yonah again re-articulates the mitzvah to Tshuva, that it's on Yom Kippur, there's an added mitzvah to Tshuva. Aside from the Chiyuv Tshuva the whole year, there's a specific mitzvah to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur because he means the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Tetzaru, become pure in front of Hashem, to mean do Tshuva thereby. So Rabbeinu Yonah's opinion is very, very clear. Good. So here we have on the table, I'll generalize, thus far two shittas in Yishayim. In the Rambam, there's simply a mitzvah to do vidui, but that mitzvah can only be performed together with the tshuva. So functionally, you need to do tshuva to do vidui, but it's not per se the mitzvah. In the Rambam and the Shari Tshuva, the tshuva is within itself a mitzvah. Okay, but it's a subtle machlokes the way we're learning. Less drastic than in the Mechaskinos world. Right? In the Mechaskinos world, the Rambam would tell you the Chaitik and say, ha ha ha! Okay, I did one chay. But I'm not doing tshuva, snochi, vidoi, zavrachal. I think we were taught not that way. Of course, the Rambam believes the one whose Chaitik is obligated to do vidoi, and therefore functionally obligated to do tshuva, because that's the only way you could do the vidoi. Right? But the Gofa Mitzvah is vidoi, not the tshuva, unlike the other Mishnah. That's what seemed to me thus far. Now, if I'm understanding the Rambam correctly, that the mitzvah is the vidui, not the tshuva, then that clearly implies that vidui and tshuva are not the same thing. Then we ask the magic question, what is tshuva? What could be acts or behaviors, or at least the attitudes which the person is doing? Vidui is not going to be one of them. What, you're obligated to do vidui together with your tshuva, they're not one of the same. And I think this is borne out from the Rambam in Parak Beis about tshuva, that vidoy is not per se tshuva. Tell me if you're masking to my diak. Parak Beis again, this is halacha beis of halachas tshuva. Umahi tshuva, according to the Rambam, what is tshuva? Number one, sheyazov hachayte chetoy v'yaserim mashat v'ah. Number one, azivas hachet, no longer doing it at all. Number two, the Yigmar Belibu Shalaya Seyawai committed never to again, we call Kabbalah Haba. And then a third aspect, the Yad Alav Yudaya Taluma Shalayasha was out Chayti Lailam. The Rebunish on the testing, you'll never do it again, which parenthetically must mean the person behaves in a way that Hashem would be made out of that, because he's talking about what this tshuva is and what the person needs to do. So I believe this third Shalat Hashem in May means the person acts in a way that Hashem can certainly be made the person wouldn't. Then the Rambam continues, v'tsarach lehesvadzeh spesvasa v'loimer anias hilu shigarum b'libay. You need to be mesvadzeh these things, the above stated. The regret, right? I'm sorry, the yazivas hachet, what shigaz hachatim, number one, is the yazivas hachet, number two, b'chein yisnachem al sha'over, it's the charat in the past, and number three, acting in a way that Hashem can make you want to do it again, right? Those things, tsarach, you need to be misfadza with your lips, you need to confess. Do you notice something here? Do you notice the three initial tshuva points that Rambam says, umahi tshuva, what is tshuva, sheyaz hachayt echetay, Aziva Sachet, the Chen Yisnach Mash of a regret, the Yad of love, the Rambam doesn't throwing the word vitzarach, you need to do any of these things. The Rambam is within his definition. Mahi atshuva shiyazoy, asiv asachet v'chin yisnachim, regret v'ya. That's all part of the Rambam's initial statement of what tshuva is. He's finishing vitzarach and you need to as a new statement of something you need to do. It doesn't seem to me that he's continuing his simply his statement of mahi hatshuva, because then he wouldn't have to throw in the word vitzarach his fathers. He'd say v'yisrada, just as the previous. I'm sorry, I hope everyone was able to see this lashon of the Rambam before, otherwise I would pass out. Everyone hears my idea. The former statements, the regret, the aziva sachet, the Hashem being made, the Rambam says within a statement of mahi atshuva, and then there's a new clause, a new statement, vitzarach, you need to do this. As though it's an up, you need to be mesmata. He's not continuing with the same phraseology, vigisvata, and need to be mesmata as part of the mahi atshuva, right? It's a new obligation, vidui is a new obligation. I think it's very consistent with the Rambam Shita. Vidui is not tshuva. Good. However, Rabbi Yonah in the Shari Tshuva is very clear that Vidui is part of Tshuva. That when he says, there are three indispensable parts of Tshuva, this is in Shar Al Perak Yutas, he cites a pasuk, Maida v'Aizav Yeruchim, someone who does Vidui, and leaves behind his Aveiros, Hashem will have Rahman, Son will have mercy on Pirish. Afal Piki cites Hatshuva Shleisha, there are three foundations of Tshuva. Charata Vidui Vaziva Sachet. Vidui is a foundation of Tshuva, along with regretting, along with leaving it behind. And he continues, Ve'in Tshuva Pusli Shlosh Ego. There is no Tshuva out of these three if you don't have regret, confession, and leaving the Chet behind. It ain't Tshuva at all. Rabbi Yonah is very clear that Vidui is part and parcel of Tshuva. Well, I believe Rabbi Yonah is able to say this with Shitasa. In Rabbi Yonah, that the Tshuva is a mitzvah within itself. So I believe he's able to learn that when the Torah commands on Vidui in the Pasuk in Parashas Nasa Ve'Esvatu, that's a commandment which Rabbi Yonah is able to see as part of the larger mitzvah of Tshuva. Because he believes the entire unit of Tshuva is a mitzvah, so you can see that the Esvatu is not a freestanding obligation, but as part of Tshuva, he's able to do that in a way the Rambam couldn't. I think it's very much the Shitaso, so I believe there are two machlekes in between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, which have a harder look. Right? First of all, they're disagreeing. Is the mitzvah simply Vidui together with Tshuva? But Vidui per se in the context of Tshuva, where is the mitzvah Tshuva? Secondly, they're disagreeing in the definition of Tshuva. Does Tshuva include Vidui? Those two machlekes are inextricably linked. Good. Just thus far, does anyone hear what I'm saying, more or less? Good. Now the question becomes, as follows. Is there any major nafkamina, any major actual difference between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, not that we appreciate they have a different definition of Tshuva. In Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not a Tshuva at all without Vidui. In the Rambam, it is a Tshuva without Vidui. So let's say I fulfill all the other parts of Tshuva without Vidui. I have regret. I commit never to do it again in a sincere way. And Hashem, for the test, I never do it again, but I don't do Vidui. Okay? So in the Rambam, I am being mabata of my mitzvah, of Vidui. But the question is, I did the tshuva. So you're going to argue in the Rambam, perhaps, that I do have a kapara. Right? Tshuva, to the extent that tshuva is a machaper with all the criteria thereof, are you going to argue in the Rambam that if I do all the parts of tshuva later in the Rambam without Vidui, that I'm mabata mitzvah sasele, and I'll have to deal with that issue, but I did tshuva, and therefore I have a kapara for the previous aveiros. Masha, you came in the Rabbi Yonah, you got to argue into Vidui, there's no tshuva, no kapara. Are we going to argue that as a major nafkamina now? Right? Different definition of tshuva. So you don't have Vidui. There's no disagreeing if it's true or not, so does that affect Nephthys that Kalpara is there not? That would be a major not thinking Nephthys is true.
What would that look like? It would be as if that they acknowledge it just without expressing it?
Yeah.
You never acknowledge verbally that you did it.
Exactly. Like you're saying, in the Rambam, I mean, the Rambam is very clear. It's true, it's pretty, as much as it doesn't include it, it's pretty serious. Harata kabal haba, except Hashem can make, right, because I never articulate it verbally. Right. Right. So, does the item here that I'm breaking up, one can now raise this question, right? If they have a different definition of tshuva, would there be a major nafka mina has kapara been achieved if one did not do vidui? And Rabbi Yonah is certain that it's not tshuva. He said, it's not tshuva at all without vidui. In the Rambam, I hear one arguing yes. But I, however, disagree with this assertion. I believe in the Rambam, as much as it's true, that vidui is not part of tshuva. But I believe in the Rambam, tshuva within itself does not bring kapara unless one does vidui also. And that therefore it's a more theoretical question, is vidui part of tshuva or not? At least in terms of kapara. Kapara would not be chal, would not take effect without vidui, even if one says tshuva. Why do I say that? I say that based on a diuk determined to the Rav Meparakal Halachal of Hafakos Tshuva. Right after the Rambam lays out the words we read, that the Chayt of the sinner, Sheyasa Tshuva V'yasa Mishat V'chayi V'etzvavas, the Rambam at the end of the Halacha continues, V'chein Chol Chayi V'emises Bezdin, before that, V'chein Ba'al Yichatos V'asham V'eshim Evin Karvan Sam V'shem 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 Likewise, just as I'm saying that any chote has to do tshuva and then vidui, it's also true that anyone bringing a karma on a chote has to do tshuva and vidui. The chen, and likewise, kol machai v'nisis bezdin machai malchus, those who are receiving ancient punishments of bezdin, ein neskapo ham b'nisasin obol kiyasin hachi yasa tshuva v'yisrael. Right? So the Rambam is linking to this initial statement, that a sinner that a chayte has to do true and vidui always, he's saying b'chein and linking this that a person who is breaking a karbon, and a karbon is supposed to break kapara, the kapara will only take effect when they do true and vidui, and likewise a person who's seeing an ayin shvedes and malchus or nisa, they will only have kapara from their ayin, the ayin that endured until they do true and vidui. So hold on. The Rambam is explicit concerning his, the latter states, karbon and einshin, that the kapara, which the karbon rega einish ought to bring, only happen after vidui, when tshuva and vidui happen. And the Rambam is saying the chain, linking it up to his initial statement that every chote does vidui with tshuva, implying in his v'chein linkage that he means the same thing, that just as he's saying concerning einish and karbon, the kapara, which an einish or a karbon ought to break, only happen if there's vidui on the part of the chayte together with their karbon or their einish. That likewise it's true concerning tshuva, which he's mentioning in the beginning, that the kapara of tshuva is only chal together with vidui. That while it's true tshuva is a machaker, that's as true as einshin are a machaker, and that's as true as karbon is a machaker. But the kapara of karbonas and einshin are conditional on vidui. Likewise, the kapara of tshuva is conditional on vidui. I think that's very strongly implied by the Rambam saying the chen. Again, he's introducing vidui in the beginning of the halacha, vidui with tshuva, and then he's saying the chen, you also have vidui in the circumstances of karbon and einshin in this that they're indispensable to kapara, implying that via his v'chein, that's what he meant also here, that the vidui which the chote was obligated to do with his tshuva was a vidui which would yield kapar. Right? Does everyone hear my diak there, right? Again, he's finishing the halacha, that the kapara of einish and karba only take effect with vidui. And he's introducing them with a v'chein, linking them up to the vidui of every tshuva, that v'chein linkage is implying it's the same thing, that the chi of vidui he mentioned in the beginning of the halacha is a chi of vidui, which is ma'ake, which is indispensable to the kapara. And it's true, conceptually, true is the machaber. The same. same way it's true conceptually, Misa or Karma are a fact. But they have a prerequisite or an indispensable condition called Doi Vidoi, right? And the Kapara would not happen, and the Rambam point is true but not Vidoi. That's the first gift I would like to make, right? And therefore, there is not enough Gemina between there being a Yen and the Rambam whether a person achieves Kapara with doing true but not Vidoi. While it's true, one can have true without being doing the Rambam. And perhaps that closer to the Barnashal, you know, that Ruchim is like a spiritual reality of true, might be true, but Kapara they don't have, it's clear from the language of the Rambam. Okay? And I would actually just argue one step further, conceptually it seems to me, the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Vidoi, which he's introducing, is not simply saying Vidoi, but saying Vidoi in a fashion that will achieve Kapara. Because again, appreciate the sequence of the Rambam here, and again, I apologize, I hope everyone saw it. I'm referencing it as though it's bread and butter. But let's appreciate the way the Rambam is talking here. The Rambam introduces the mitzvah of Vidoi in the beginning of the halacha. The person was chayti, just tshuva, and is obligated to, has a mitzvah to do Vidoi. And he says, v'chein, likewise, this halacha, i.e. this mitzvah of Vidoi, is true concerning the person bringing the korban that his kapara is dependent on Vidoi. And the person receiving the einesh that his kapara is dependent on Vidoi. He's linking the mitzvah of Vidoi to this, that, and other circumstances. The kapara is dependent on Vidoi. So he seems to be defining the mitzvah of Vidoi as kapara based. Now it's not simply, as I was arguing before, is a true matter of fact that Vidoi is a prerequisite for kapara. But you appreciate in context the Rambam is doing more than this. The Rambam is laying out here what the mitzvah of Vidoi is, correct? Chayav l'svantos. And in this presentation of what the mitzvah of Vidoi is, he's linking that mitzvah to the prerequisite for kapara, which Vidoi is, right? So I think it's clear that he's saying that the actual mitzvah of his body, the mitzvah of Vidoi, is not simply saying the Vidoi with tshuva, but saying the Vidoi in tshuva so far as it's going to achieve a kapara. That again, I'm not saying nafkamina, but conceptually, the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, as I understand it, is the chayte has to say Vidoi together with his tshuva to achieve kapara. Hashem is saying, I insist that you achieve kapara, and the way you do that is doing Vidoi together with your tshuva. Or if you're some, or if it's a chay, which is carbon related, bring a carbon and do tshuva and vidoi, and thereby achieve kapara. Does the oil hear my dig in that respect too? Then not simply is a matter of fact truth in the Rambam that vidoi is a prerequisite for tshuva, but I think he's saying the mitzvah of vidoi is to achieve that kapara, because here's where he's giving magdir and contour instruction what the mitzvah is. But that's just an added point. But bottom line, my general conclusion is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah. Does tshuva include Vidoi is more conceptual. Either way, kapara is not achieved without Vidoi. It's very clear to me, even in the Rambam. Now, the understanding of Vidoi, as I'm explaining it in the Rambam, the Vidoi is achieving kapara by a Vidoi. And therefore, the mitzvah of Vidoi really applies to any circumstance of kapara. Right? That's what the Rambam is laying out in this halacha. Whether the person's just a general chote hishum tshuva, his kapara of tshuva must do Vidoi so kapara could materialize, and likewise in a karban, and likewise with an ayinash. This understanding that Vidoi, that the mitzvah of Vidoi is a general halacha in any mechaber, that you must do Vidoi to achieve your kapara, just want to point out, parenthetically, I think is borne out by the Rambam as well, the Shitasa, when he talks about the Kippur in Perek Beis. Listen carefully to the words of the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. The Rambam is dealing with here the fundamental question of why we do Vidoi on Kippur. This is a big deal, right? We're going to do Vidoi many, many times in Kippur, as the Gemara lays out, right? So, why do we do Vidoi on Yom Kippur? What's Mechayev that Vidoi on Yom Kippur? So, the Rambam says as follows in Endless Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin. Yom Kippurim, whose man true Chol Yachid Ularach. Number one, Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva, right? We paskin, of course, that one must be tshuva on Yom Kippur for the tshuva to be effective, right? According to the Rabbanim who are on Rebbe. So Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva, A. B, v'hu keitz mechila v'slichal Yisrael. It's the end of the atonement process, the mechila and slicha process. L'fika chayav na'kol asas tshuva l'svadas v'yom ha'kippur. Why are we obligated to do tshuva and bidui? Because it's a time of tshuva and a time of slicha mechila and a time of kapara. The Rambam is implying to me both the fact that it's a time of tshuva, Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva, and the fact that it's a time of kapara are both bases for this obligation of doing tshuva and bidui. Again, the fact that it's a zman tshuva l'chol yachid l'rabim, and the fact that it's keitz mechilu slicha, the end of a kapara process, are both the reasons for l'fika chayav na'kol asas tshuva l'svakis. This makes a lot of sense the way we're understanding it around them. That the chiyav vidoy, which always comes together with tshuva, the chiyav vidoy relates to any mechaper. So therefore, the fact that I'm doing tshuva on Yom Kippur and I'm engaging in the mechaper called tshuva is within itself chayav mechayav vidoy. But likewise, the fact that Yom Kippur is a time of kapara, as he calls it, keitz slichu mechila, I'm dealing with the mechaper of Yom Kippur, that is mechayav vidoy. Right? But I think it's a very sharp diyuk, the Rambam in Perek Beis Halachos Zayin, this Rambam, that he's laying out two bases for vidoy, as I'm reading it. Or this much I think is clear. He's saying both the fact that it's a time of tshuva and the fact that it's a time of kapara, both establish the mandate, the obligation for vidoy. That makes a lot of sense, right? Because tshuva is a mechaper, Yom Kippur is a mechaper, both would be mechayav vidoy. I'm just pointing out it reads very well the Shitaso. But bottom line, that's just an additive point. Bottom line, I think it should ring very clearly the point which I'm making, that the Rambam is certainly of the opinion that vidoy is indispensable to kapara, and therefore he would agree with the conclusion of Rabbeinu Yonah that if one doesn't do vidoy, they don't have kapara, as much as Rabbeinu Yonah is not articulated that in his worldview, it's not a tshuva. Now, conceptually, when we visit the issue of Yom Kippur that I just discussed in the Rambam from Rabbeinu Yonah's perspective, Rabbeinu Yonah might look at the vidoy and Yom Kippur differently. Because as we mentioned, Rabbeinu Yonah likely does not believe that there's any independent mitzvah of vidoy. Rabbeinu Yonah, who's looking at vidoy as part of tshuva, quite likely believes that that's the sum total of vidui. The pasuk of his body is simply part of a tshuva process and part of the global mitzvah of tshuva, as we suggested a week before. So I would suggest in Rabbeinu Yonah the obligation to do vidui on Yom Kippur is really simply because that's part of your tshuva process. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah believes you're obligated to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. He says, Lefnei Hashem Tatar, there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. So part of doing tshuva is doing vidui, right? But I don't know if in Rabbeinu Yonah the chaper of Yom Kippur is the basis for your vidui the way it is in the Rambam. I would argue in Rabbeinu Yonah that the chiyuv of vidui of Yom Kippur is laid out in the Gemara as textualized by Chazal and the Rishayim is really part of your mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur. Not necessarily is it true that the mechaper of Yom Kippur requires vidui. Right? So that conceptual difference, perhaps, between Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, what the vidui of Yom Kippur is doing, and the Rambam it is, every mechaper must come with the vidui. It's a separate mitzvah vidui, which is indispensable. The mechaper must come with the vidui. That's the vidui of Yom Kippur, which is both true because you're doing tshuva on Yom Kippur, but more basically, as we'll die here, Yom Kippur is a mechaper. So just like a carbon, the mechaper of carbon needs a vidui, and the mechaper of whitish needs a vidui, and the mechaper of Yom Kippur needs a vidui. And Rabbeinu Yonah, do not believe that there's any independent halacha and halos makapit in nifido that's part of tshuva, which is a mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Is there any nafkimina really then between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbim so far? No obvious one. I have thus far a theoretical potential nafkimina. Tell me if you're asking to this. According to Rebbe, whose opinion is that generally Yom Kippur is machapa without tshuva, with the exception of certain Averis Chavrus, where Rebbe believes that Yom Kippur is machapa, not machapa without tshuva, but generally, Rebbe's general opinion that Yom Kippur is machapa without tshuva. So let's talk about from Rebbe's perspective. It's Yom Kippur. What do I need to do? Do I need to do tshuva? And do I need to do vikur? Let's explore both of those questions. What do you say? Again, I call it the theoretical world. We're passing up the Rabbanan, of course. And that's why, thus far, la halacha and the Rabbanan, I've not been able to find very much of a nafkamina between the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda's perspectives. Let's talk about Rebbe. Rebbe, who's holding that, again, Yom Kippur's mechaper without tshuva. Okay? So let's first approach Rebbe from the Rambam's perspective. I would argue, in Rebbe, according to the Rambam, you don't need the tshuva on Yom Kippur. So it's a great idea that you could want to become Karav Tashav. But, right? The Machaper of Yom Kippur is not dependent on Shuvah according to Rebbe, but you would still need to do Vidui. Rebbe would agree, according to the Rambam, that the Machaper of Yom Kippur is Machaya Vidui, because Vidui is an independent mitzvah and halacha dependent on Kapar. Every Machaper needs Vidui. Now, we could debate if functionally that I would have to do a tshuva simply because vidoy in Rambam always involves a tshuva. We could debate if Rebbe agrees with that point. If the text of vidoy must always come with tshuva, maybe not. Maybe when we could debate that point. But per se, in Rebbe from the Rambam's perspective, there's certainly no inherent halacha to tshuva. The machaper of Yom Kippur would be machaya vidoy. No, lechayr according to the Rambam. In Rabbeinu Yaina, in the Rebbe, I see a very different reality developing. That actually, in Rebbe, according to Rabbeinu Yaina, it's a huge freebie when it comes to that part. Not only is it true that Rabbeinu Yaina, that Rebbe sold you your place in paradise, about said Brooklyn Bridge, no, this is serious, your place in paradise. Rebbe sold you everything, you have kapar without tshuva. But I would argue, according to Rabbeinu Yaina, I'm not convinced that Rebbe have to do vidui either. Because again, the machaper of Rabbeinu Yonah does not, okay, in the Rambam I argued a kapara process always involves vidui, that's the halacha of Esvatu, it's the kapara of Yom Kippur, even in Rebbe's home to be doing to a vidui. But in Rabbeinu Yonah, I do not believe that there's any halacha that a machaper involves vidui. The din vidui in Rabbeinu Yonah is simply part of the tshuva process, but hold on, right? Tshuva is not indispensable to the kapara of Yom Kippur. And therefore, I'm arguing perhaps we have our first nafkamina between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah's understandings of tshuva and vidui respectively. In Rebbe, can I achieve the kapara of Yom Kippur without vidui? Believe in the Rambam, not in Rabbeinu Yonah. Yes, but notice that I was very methodic, very precise in my language when I the only potential difference in nafkamina I'm hearing between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah and Rebbe is whether the machaper of Yom Kippur could be achieved without vidui. In reality, I believe everyone would agree you should do vidui, even in Rebbe and even in Rabbeinu Yonah. Because remember, Rabbeinu Yonah believes that kapara aside, lifnei Hashem tetaru is a mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, and tshuva according to Rabbeinu Yonah includes vidui. So I would argue, if Rabbeinu Yonah was in the room right now, he would say that, yes, I'm right. Right? That in Rebbe, you don't need to do vidui to achieve your kapara on Yom Kippur the way you would in the Rambam. But hey, forget kapara a second. With Hashem Tetzaru, you have a mitzvah, right, to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam and do tshuva. I don't believe Rebbe disagrees with the read of the puzzle with Hashem Tetzaru. And I was like, you grab the tshuva of Yom Kippur. The tshuva might not be indispensable to your kapara, but it's still a mitzvah you have in Yom Kippur. As much as it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach, it's a mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Kapara say, you need, the Rebbe Hashem said, I want you to come close to me, including vidui. So I'm really minimizing any potential machlokes here. Even if I'm correct that I found my first nafkamina between Rebbe and between Rebbe Yain and the Rambam, whether a Rebbe to kapara of Yom Kippur requires vidui, that's again only a question about the kapara of Yom Kippur. Everyone, I think, would agree you're obligated to do vidui. Again, the Rambam, you're obligated to do vidui even according to Rebbe and Yom Kippur, because the kapara of Yom Kippur only happens with vidui, and there's a chiyuv to always achieve kapara of vidui in the Rambam. In Rebbe Yain, there's a mitzvah to do tshuva which includes vidui, so like it, you would have to do tshuva as part of vidui, as part of your tshuva. There's a lot of masking to my cheshbon, as far as I'm making general sense. So I find a very different conceptual framework between Rebbe Yain and the Rambam, but there is little nafgimina. Certainly, done the kamal to Rabbanah, but even in Rebbe, at best, the chaper of Yom Kippur, you certainly have to do a vidui. So very, very minimal. Any sort of nafgamina, but conceptually, I think this is all very, very intriguing. So, bottom line, to return to a conclusion I said before, I'm firmly convinced that both in the Rambam and in Rabbeinu Yonah, one cannot achieve kapara without doing vidui, right? It's axiomatic to any sort of kapara in the Rambam. One must do vidui, and in Rabbeinu Yonah, Shuva includes vidui. So either way, one is not going to achieve kapara without vidui, right? Certainly, right? The whole year round, and even on Yom Kippur, going to be possibly through our bottom. Okay. Which means that I am going to have to argue in both Rishayim the point which the Mechas Chinuch makes, that whenever Gemara seem to imply some sort of tshuva belay, it's never, a kapara is never achieved. You could argue even the tshuva is only minimal, but, right? So for example, when the Gemara talks about a kiddush, the famous Gemara, someone from Kaddish and Isha, Al-Nash, and Tzadik Gomer, he's from Kaddish and Isha, Al-Nash, that he's from Tzadik Gomer, even though he was a Rasha all the days of his life. The Gemara says, Chayish, and you have to be Chayish for the kiddush, because maybe there was a hair of tshuva in his heart, right? And Rabbeinu Yonah and the Nachaskinach and other Achronim jump all over. What do you mean? He did Averis. So even if there was a hair of tshuva in his heart, how does he become tzaddik? He didn't do Vidui. And the Nachaskinach argues, you're right. You're going to have to say that even though certainly there was no kapara of his Averis, hair of tshuva makes a person a tzaddik. I think the Nachaskinach's point is going to be true of both Rishayim. In the Rambam, it's perhaps a little easier to hear, because without Vidui, one could be doing an entire tshuva process. Right? The person has her tshuva in his heart might have been a harata and a kabbalah hava, and a firmly committed Hashem would be made, he wouldn't do it again. So perhaps even a person of tremendous rishas, if he now has done all the tshuva process and come close to Hashem, he can call that tzaddik even if he doesn't have kabbalah. And even though he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah vidui, so he does have one additional lack of tzaddik. No, generally it's a tzaddik, he's done all the tshuva. In Rabbeinu Yonah, he hasn't even really done a full tshuva process by not doing vidui. But one could argue a person is called a tzaddik once they're in a frame of mind of coming close to Hashem, something along those lines. And again, the general notion that even without kapara, a person can be considered an upright person when they're in a rectifying place. We find elsewhere in Chazal, we find in the Gemara, the second paragraph of Yavamas, for example, when the Gemara is talking about halachos of Isi Maisi Amcha, for a person to be considered a good member, a good standard of Kalius, show that various halachos apply. Right? So the Gemara talks about even if a person had relations with an Arab and gave birth to a Mamzer, where kapara is really not one easy factor to achieve because we have to concretize the fact that we feed the Mamzer in front of us, but he's still easy. I say, I'm whole with the tshuva because he's coming back. And this is a point which I think we could start with, I think we could hear. And already shining as I'm understanding it thus far, kapara requires vidui, and any discussion about tshuva without a vidui certainly is not achieving. Is there a third shita? The first time I was learning the end of Masechet Yoma, Sugya Ba'arav Machasrei Kapara, it initially seemed to me that Rashi might be a third shita, and I later found the Mechas Chinuch argued this. Because So Rashi on a Mishnah in Yuma Pehei Mabes. The Mishnah is talking about the various types of kapara, and the Mishnah says chatas va'ashem v'adim mechaper and rechter. Karbanas bring kapara, and then it goes on to say misa v'yem kippur mechaper and machuva, misa v'yem kippur mechaper with chuva. Right. So again, right. The Mishnah first says chatos va'ashemas hamas kapper, karbanas bring kapara, and then it says misa v'yem kippur bring kapara. But in the case of Misa and Kapara, the Mishnah was very clear. Misa and Yom Kippur only bring Kapara with Tshuva. Misa and Yom Kippur is Kapara in HaTshuva. In the Reisha condition of the first statement, Chatas V'Hashem V'Adei Mechaper. Chatas V'Hashem V'Adei Bar Mechaper. It doesn't mention the Karbanos are only Mechaper with Tshuva, which bothers Rashi there. And Rashi says, of course it's true that like Yom Kippur and Misa, Karbanos also require tshuva, but the Mishnah didn't need a second because umestana tshuva ika shemo ha'yemeskayr oya may be karbon. If the person brought a karbon, then certainly he did vita. Certainly he did tshuva, because if he wouldn't regret his deed, he wouldn't bring a karbon. Assumes Rashi. The person still missed his deed. He's not going to try to rectify with a karbon. Assumes Rashi. That's why Rashi said nata, right? That if a Bala Beira brings a carbon, then certainly he regretted. We could argue that also he's going to, if that's true, Ose Vescape, that's not where he's at right now, whatever. But the point is, Rashi's saying the person's bringing his carbon, he wants to do better, right? He's regretting, and there you have Tshuva. It sounds like even if he has not done Vito, then the person bringing the carbon certainly wants to do better, and certainly he has the breath in his heart, but didn't necessarily do verbal. Didn't necessarily do verbal vidoy, so it sounds like in Rashi, vidoy is not integral to the kapara of a karpa, nor is a part of the necessary tshuva, which he needs to do. Rashi's saying, you have a person who's breaking a karbon. Tshuva was achieved via his regret. He's breaking a karbon, he clearly regrets he has tshuva, right? So it seems in Rashi that tshuva does not require vidoy, nor does the kapara of the karbon require vidoy. So at first glance, it seems to me, and I later found the Mechasina Smithai of this as well, that Rashi's a third and more radical opinion, that Rashi's believing vidoy is totally not a factor within kapara, within tshuva. Perhaps the way to say it is in Rashi, the halacha of the hitzvah, when precious nas is a freestanding mitzvah, the vidoy. But it's not ma'akivit kapara at all, or tshuva at all. I mean, this is a radical one. No, that was initially my impression, and that's what I found in the Chassidim says. Right? Which would certainly save a lot of grief when it comes to all any gemaras that are implying that you have a tshuva in the heart, that the makar teach al nashu tzadik garmishan, or here, true believe you don't need vidoy for kapara, it's just a mitzvah. I'm skeptical if it's true. I think there are many indications of Chazal that one needs vidoy to achieve kapara. One is a Gemara I reference, which I haven't been able to see. Tell me if this is compelling to you. It's a piece of Agatha. And again, admittedly, I read Agatha a little more seriously than some others, who easily throw out the expression of Ein Lameidim Halacha Menat Gadda, I think a bit too easily. But listen to the words of this Gemara Yuma Peiva from the base. The Gemara says like this, it says, Adam Ayvra Aver V'Seisar, Hashem is despised in Menat Gadar. A person's Ayvra Aver and Pride, Hashem is appeased through the person's words. Shemem Ar Kchui Mechem Tvarim V'Shuvu Al Hashem, the passage which we're going to reach out to it. The Gemara is reading to take words and thereby return to Hashem. The Gemara is rendering the words through which we return to Hashem as how Hashem is mispiased, how Hashem becomes appeased, which I believe means kapara. So this statement to me implies that some verbal statement, presumably vidush, is part of the kapara process. Perhaps there's some wiggle room. But you also have the pasuk, which Rabbeinu Yonah cited. Tell me if you think this is compelling. The pasuk says, "Umayda va'ozev yiruch Hashem." A person who confesses and leaves his deed behind, Hashem will show mercy. The implication is that mercy will not be present if the person does not do vitui. Now, presumably that mercy is a mercy of kapara. In other words, if there's been full kapara, simply there's a mitzvah vitui which didn't happen, presumably you can't say Hashem is going to show mercy towards the person. Presumably you can't say it's only through vitui that Hashem will show mercy to the person if the person achieved kapara. I think a simple read of the pasuk and Gemara I mentioned, and arguably other statements of Sefer Chazal too, are likely were mitayek in the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, that words, i.e. vidui, are indispensable to the pious, to the rachmanis, to the kapara process. One cannot achieve kapara without vidui. And if I'm correct, I'm going to have to grapple with that Rashi I mentioned, that Rashi says the reason why the Mishnah doesn't have to mention that person breaking the karban does tshuva is because tshuva is innate and inherent in breaking the karban. I regret it, right? Change of heart, right? What do you mean? Don't I need vidui? Well, hold on. I have a simple suggestion. Does anyone hear my kasha, my question in Rashi, my logical question? Right? But again, if I am correct with those statements, because all I'm sucking and plugging one cannot have kapara without vidui, then how do we understand this Rashi Yuma, which is saying that a person breaking a karban is A-okay, brings the karban, and it's definitely doing true because what he's thinking in his heart. But hey, you need vidui.
How do you explain the Mishnah to be in the Rambam and bringing it in?
Good question. How do they deal with Rashi's question? That's a good question. Okay. Enough on me. But good. Valid a question. I agree we have to work out that question if you don't have Rashi's solution, right? You're Ramesh is turning around the question. And also implying that maybe there is a way to be Yasha Rashi with him in the end of the Rambam, we'd have to explain how. I think it's true that Rashi is not like Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, who's learning that Vidui is part of Tshuva. I think it's true. How could Rashi say, you don't need to mention the person with the karma to Tshuva, because, hey, he has regret in his heart, that's true, but it's clearly Rashi Vidui is not part of Tshuva. I think that is a true dick, and Rabbeinu Yonah is going to have some other answer to the question. I agree with you. I believe there are other Mahalkim Yishanim there, but either way, the way Rashi goes about it, I think we do see Rashi does not hold over Rabbeinu Yonah. Vidui is not part of Tshuva, according to Rashi. But I believe that Rashi can hold with the Rambam. The mitzvah of Vidui is necessary for Kapara. Because from the Rambam's perspective, again, the Vidui is not just say bound to Tshuva, but bound to your Kapara, whatever it is. So in a sense, when someone brings a karban, the vidui is no different than any other of the avodas, the karban. Right? A person's bringing a karban to achieve kapara, Rashi's not going to ask, Balech HaTayis V'Hashamayis, did all the Seder HaKarban happen? Of course the Seder HaKarban. Yeah, Balech HaTayis V'Hashamayis, you go about the Seder HaKarban. But from the Rambam's viewpoint, that the vidui is not per se true, but the vidui is a general halach and whatever machaper it is. So when someone's receiving Mises Besdin, vidui is part of the procedure of Mises Besdin. When someone's breaking a karban, vidui is part of the procedure of the karban. When someone's going to chew, vidui is part of it, right? So I don't think Rashi was ever troubled that the Mishnah should have to deal with a person breaking a karban saying vidui. The same way the Mishnah doesn't mention that a person when goes on to speak about Chayav Misa, that the Chayav Misa says vidui. Yeah, that's part of the Seder or whatever Makapa you're dealing with, being Misa. Yeah. Rashi was simply dealing with the Tshuva. The Mishnah mentioned Tshuva regarding Misa. And Rashi saying, Tshuva is also in the heart when the person wrote a karban. Rashi's not dealing with the vidui. But I would argue Rashi acknowledges the Gemara I mentioned, the Pasuk I mentioned, that a person cannot receive Kapara without Vidui. That's true, right? But not because that's the definition of true, but I would suggest Rashi very well hold up the Rambam, right? Vidui is part of the Mechak, whatever it is, and that's not the issue at hand. Does all of them hear my suggestion? And therefore, I do not feel I need to create a third sheet of and say that in Rashi, one can achieve Kapara without Vidui and grapple with the Gemara's and similar actions. So far, so good. So again, we have two basic sheets of submersion, right? Just cause it over again, right? In the Rambam, Vidui is not part of Tshuva, right? Vidui is an independent mitzvah, and Ma'akib and Kapara, one can only achieve Kapara, whatever it is, Karva, Misa, Tshuva, and Tshuva, Vidui. In Rabbeinu Yoina, there's no independent mitzvah, right? I've not seen any source for independent mitzvah in Rabbeinu Yoina, but it's part of parcel of Tshuva, and it's not a Tshuva if one doesn't do Vidui, nothing. That's what's basically emerging here. But in everyone, kapara is not a tshuva without me doing the Rambam because that's how often kapara or maybe yayna because it's not a tshuva. Otherwise, you can't have a kapara of tshuva without me doing anything which means tshuva. It's not a tshuva if you don't have me. So far, so good. There's one last nakuta I want to bring up, and we're going to answer a belt kasha, a long question nearby, and that is. One last question to raise for you. And that is, tell me how you can clarify where Vidui fits into the Kapara process. But I would like to turn this question on its head. And that is, where does Tshuva fit into the story? Is there a concept of Tshuva without Kapara? Vidui, we're arguing, certainly in the Rambam, Vidui, the whole meaning of the mitzvah of Vidui in the Rambam, we are not against, to Vidui to therefore achieve Kapara, right? Well, let's talk about Tshuva a second, right? Let's talk about Tshuva a second. Is there a concept of a mitzvah or a halacha of Tshuva if one is not achieving Kapara? Now, in the Rambam, I don't know of such a the Rambam holds, at least on a mitzvah level, it could very well be on a ruach music level, a tshuva, even without kapara, it's very beautiful and meaningful, kirvas Hashem. But in terms of a mitzvah, I don't know of any halacha in the Rambam of a meaning of tshuva outside of the kapara process. Because in the Rambam, there was not halacha, there was never a mitzvah to tshuva. The whole mitzvah was to do vidui and thereby achieve kapara. Right? And the way I did vidui was as part of my tshuva, as part within the context of tshuva. So in the Rambam, I don't know a halacha of tshuva that was tshuva outside of tshuva kapara. So there's really no independent mitzvah of tshuva. There's a mitzvah of vidui which is to thereby achieve kapara that involves tshuva. But in Rabbeinu Yoina, who's learning, there's an inherent mitzvah to do tshuva the whole year. And there's an inherent mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. I have to ask a question. That mitzvah doing tshuva the whole year anything more so? Is that a mitzvah to tshuva nearby achieving kapara? Or not necessarily, it's just a mitzvah to tshuva nearby come close to Hashem. Kapara is the very, very important byproduct that generally happens, but is that the kibun of the mitzvah? No, that's a valid question, or maybe I know the mitzvah is not the mitzvah of tshuva the whole year. The mitzvah of the Shabbat, Hashem al-Kah, I can explain that in our also. The mitzvah of the Shabbat, Hashem al-Kah, is to return to Hashem nearby at kapara, with the Hashem al-Kah. Nearby achieve kapara, not necessarily. You know, why would that just do tshuva? That within itself, right? Right. Go through the steps, which according to Rabbeinu Yoina are minimally chayrata, regret, as he was leaving them behind and saying vidui. Thereby come close to Hashem, come back to Hashem. Is that the mitzvah? I think likely that's a valid hakira. And I want to weigh in this question by answering another question. We'll thereby conclude, and I want to say Ba'alam's mask. I was serious when I asked the Ha'ilim at every stage, do you like what I'm saying to you now? I look forward to the feedback at the end. If the Ha'ilim has taken what I said thus far easily, I hope you challenge me about this next and final point, because I'm answering a major kasha here. And please don't take this one sitting down. And that is, let's read another piece of Rabbeinu Yoina and a question therein, and we'll see what it has to do with one. Does someone hear my final question, which I'm throwing out to Rabbeinu Yoina? Rabbeinu Yoina is independent mitzvah of tshuva. Is that mitzvah of tshuva to achieve kapara? Even without it, it's a mitzvah of tshuva. They might come close to Hashem. I think we'll weigh in on this as we deal with one final segment of Rabbeinu Yonah in the bigger context, and that's as follows. Seemingly disconnect. That's as follows. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about mitzvahs beyond the chavera, interpersonal mitzvahs, particularly such as gazel and the like, like certain person seals where certainly they have to return whatever they stole. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shar Aleph of the Shari Tshuva, which I referenced, that he's talking about this whole thing. And I'm sorry, this is Shar Aleph of the Shari Tshuva Mem Aleph, and how important it is to return, to make the financial, to make the payment back, to reimburse the person he stole from. And Rabbeinu Yonah continues in Mem Hei, the Shar Aleph, if a person stole their life, or was nazir, or has to do tshuva for a financial impropriety, whatever, it's right, it's fitting that the person make their compensation before they do vidui. Kadesh yisratza b'viduya, in order that they achieve atonement through their vidui. Because again, when the person does vidui for his take, he's not going to achieve kapara, if he's still holding something, right? Hashem's not going to forgive him at the time of this vidui, right? And it's a vidui that we're doing vidui, we want to thereby achieve kapara, right? Now that expression of Rabbeinu Yonah, that's so well known to you, is implying it's fitting. It's fitting for the person who stole to return the money before this vidui to thereby achieve kapara with vidui, right? But not necessarily an obligation. That theoretically, if the thief would do tshuva between him and Hashem and vidui and then return the money, right? He hasn't done anything wrong. I mean, it's not great that at the time of his vidui he still was holding the gzela, but it's not fit. The problem is that Rabbeinu Yonah himself writes in Shar Dalet, and again, this question has been asked. Rabbeinu Yonah himself writes in Shar Dalet that Shar Dalet Ois Yechetz V'Amar Rabba Seinu Zecherna Abracham Michol Hatesechem Lufnei Hashem Tetzara Aver Shebedon Lomokim Yevim Kikur Mechapar Aver Shebedon Lomokim Yevim Kikur Mechapar Hachi Yisrach Tez Chaver. Right? Quoting the Mishnah that interpersonal Averis one needs to make up with his friend and work that out. Otherwise, Yom Kippur will not be effective. Therefore, a thief must return the object he stole and then do vidui. Let's say he first was misvada, first confessed before returning. Lo ola vidui, the vidui doesn't work. So this is a long contradiction, which Acharon had asked in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, here in Shar Dalet, he's saying if a thief does vidui before he returns the gzela, so vidui doesn't work. It's an ineffective vidui. Well, he said in Shar Aleph that it's fitting for the thief to do vidui before returning the object he stole, but not an absolute requirement. I want to suggest very, very simple. There's no question here. It is true. It is true that what he's saying in Shar Dalet, kapara is not achieved unless the person first returns the gzela. Unless the person first returns the gzela, there's no concept of kapara, right? And therefore, all of vidui. And that is the focus of Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Dalet, because Shar Dalet is devoted to the Arba Mechusrei Kapara. If you look, Shar Dalet of Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about how to achieve kapara. That is the theme of the fourth Shar of Shar Tshuva. Talk about the four types of kapara. So it's true that kapara is only achieved in this particular order, which he goes on to discuss. Kapara is only achieved in this order of a person who does lead away from a pure, pure place. That's a kapara focus.
And isn't he specifically talking about the mitzvah of Lufnei and Tetzara? From the reference that...
What I'm suggesting in Shar Aleph that the mitzvah of tshuva, I'm suggesting, The mitzvah of tshuva is not to achieve kapara. It's to go through the steps to come close with Hashem. And I'm suggesting this Seder HaTvarim does not necessarily apply to the mitzvah of tshuva. He says in the beginning of Sharaf, thinking about Hikri HaTshuva and the mitzvah of tshuva. And the mitzvah of tshuva, it's not mahak of the Seder HaTvarim. The mitzvah of tshuva is simply do everything that at the end of the day, everything happens. Now, my question for you, Menachem's raising the following question, which is an interesting question. The drasha which he brings, this is a nice talk. The drasha which he brings from Yuma of lift me Hashem tatara, right? How the kapara process works between the bin of the makabe and the makaber. Are we bound to say that that drasha of lift me Hashem tatara is also going to define the mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur, at least on Yom Kippur, which comes from lifnei Hashem Tatar, right? I don't know. Is there nothing to say that lifnei Hashem Tatar has a variety of meanings? It's talking about the kapara of Yom Kippur, but it's also talking about it's becoming pure. You know, the question, Menachem's question is really like this. This is how I would articulate that Menachem's question. The simple read of lifnei Hashem Tatar is becoming pure, i.e. achieving kapar. And that's certainly the way the Mishnah reads it. You want to become tar, you want to have kapar, only Aver should be on the makom, right? Rabbeinu Yonah was the one who came along and says lifnei Hashem Tatar, it was referring to the deed I do to the tshuva. Does that mean, within itself, that the mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur is to achieve kapara, right? You know, titaru is certainly read by Chazal as a reference to the kapara. Does that, Rabbeinu Yain is reading titaru, that I do the acts of tshuva, does that within itself, even forgetting our issue here about zeil, does that within itself mean, just straight, Tataru means kapara, tataru means the mitzvah of tshuva. Oh, that means that, you know, it's effectively, that according to this possibility, lifting Hashem tataru means in front of Hashem achieve kapara by doing tshuva. That's what Menachem is suggesting. But maybe one's going to disagree with Menachem. Maybe one's going to say, Rabbi Yonah believes that tataru has two reads to it. Tataru means become pure, have a kapara in front of Hashem, and tataru means to the act of purifying yourself, tshuva. I hear that's an interesting question. That's a very decisive question. But either way, certainly the mitzvah of tshuva the whole year, which is what he's discussing in Shar Al, from Veshav Ta'ad Hashem Alekatha, right? Because the whole business about Yom Kippur doesn't introduce, even the mitzvah of tshuva of Yom Kippur doesn't introduce until Shar Al, right? In Shar Al, what he's talking about, Vehizarin Lo'al Tshuva Karma Kamas and Ayasim, or Veshav Ta'ad Hashem Alekatha, right? Well, certainly the mitzvah of tshuva the whole year, which he's discussing, I have no indication is to do tshuva and thereby achieve kapara. And therefore, I'm suggesting that just because at the time of the bidui kapara wasn't achieved, the mitzvah of tshuva in Rabbeinu Yonah is just to, at the end of the day, have made all sorts of compensations coming clean both with people and Hashem. I did the mitzvah. It is true that I didn't achieve kapara. I think there's strong makom, strong basis to answer the steer in Rabbeinu Yonah if we argue that the mitzvah of tshuva certainly the whole year. Menachem and I are debating the added mitzvah of Yom Kippur, right? Do we bifurcate the read of two drashos of lifnei Hashem Tatara? Yeah, that's a very interesting question. But certainly the whole year, right? I hear Malcolm to perhaps answer this question, at least, you know, if we could debate this, but at least, one can't take two pieces of Rabbeinu Yonah, one talking about kapara, and one talking about tshuva the whole year, and the Seder HaTvarim, what must come first, and conflate them, assuming the mitzvah of tshuva is not per se kapara, but it's simply do tshuva. It might not have the same criteria at all, and I think there might not be a question. That's an additive. But either way, this is the overall presentation of what the mitzvah of tshuva is, what the mitzvah of kapara is Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a mitzvah to do tshuva which includes vidui. In the Rambam, there's a mitzvah of vidui, which has to thereby achieve kapara. And generally, vidui has to be in the context of tshuva, but no inherent mitzvah of tshuva. This is the general it, again, Ori, Shaim, and Imo, it seems to me, Vidwe is indispensable to Kapara. I have not yet seen any indication otherwise, and that's all the expressions of the Marzin and Chazal, the Barim, the Shuvua Hashem, Tvarim, in the process of my device of Yerucham Hashem, mercy will not be achieved without confession along with Hasivas HaChet. This is my upshot, but more than the conclusion, I want to hear if the Olam agrees with my steps and my stages. Is this compelling to you, please?